The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the fourth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee, and he left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Israel might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region, the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And as he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all of Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, demonics, epileptics, paralytics. He cured them, and great crowds followed him from Galilee to the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. All right, looks like we're here. You ready for today's activity? Ready? All right, let's go. Oh, you're actually following me. That's pretty cool. Maybe we'll make a little circle. How about that? This is the back. There's a lot of things back here. We still following me? All right, good. I don't want to lose anybody. You guys are doing pretty good. Come on. We're doing all right. Yeah, there's lots of things to see. Yeah, no choir today, so not much to see over there. But, all right, look at that. I think we made it back. Look at that. I think we even picked somebody up on the way. We picked a couple people up on the way. Maybe we should do this every week. We've multiplied. Look at that. Well, why did you go around the sanctuary? Anybody know? Why'd you get up? Why'd you move? Why'd you jump in? To see where I was taking you? Yeah. Is there anything I said that might have convinced you to get up and come along? I don't think I specifically said, "Follow me." I said, "Let's go." And you did. You got up. You moved. I'm going to say that was a lot faster than I thought you would. So that is awesome. You immediately got up. You didn't ask questions. You seemed to trust me and where I'm going. Well, guess what? In the scripture we're going to hear in just a little bit from the gospel reading, Jesus comes to this lake. And this is where four of his disciples are, and he's going to find them. And he just says, "Follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of people. Follow me." And they didn't wait. They got up, and immediately is the word, and went. Kind of like you guys did. And God still calls us, "Follow me." You're here today, right? You sang about it today. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Jesus came and died for me or something like that. I don't remember all the words, but I remember the gist of it. That's why you're here. You sang about it. You're sharing it. And Jesus still says, "Follow me." So, all right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for calling us to follow you. Guide us as we follow you, the one in which we trust. In your name we pray. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, I need just a minute here. Set the mood, set the stage a little bit. Maybe this will sound familiar. We'll see. Hold on. It's a beautiful, beautiful wintry day. All right. Don't mind me. It is nice out. Ah, there we go. How's that? That's much better, isn't it? I get to sit down for a change. That's a change. I like it. Any of you ever done this before? This is clearly a sermon that somebody behind me could give, because I've heard a lot of fish tales. But we're here out at the lake. Maybe you know what goes on. You get your tackle box. Mine's not very fancy. Your fishing rod, your net, your chair. Get on that boat on a beautiful Minnesota lake or somewhere else, who knows where, and you go fishing. And I'm not going to lie, I do like fishing, but I'm not exactly the world's greatest fisherman. Usually what comes out are these, and lots of them. But that's something you throw back. You don't keep that. You wait for the big one, right? You're waiting for that giant fish to come out. So what do? Well, you're an expert, so you come prepared. You've got some shiny lures, some not-so-shiny lures, some frog lures, maybe a bobber if you're really bad at fishing. You never know what's in here. You got your nets. Maybe you get a thing of minnows, maybe a thing of worms, maybe a thing of, oh, who knows what you get a thing of. There's lots of things you get things of. You get, what else do we get? Maybe some leeches. I mean, you guys know what you fish with. But you go fishing. You get it all put on there. You get caught in your own net because that's how good you are at fishing. This great fisherman here. Maybe we'll fish with the net instead. And then you drop your line in and there you go. You sit. Right? Well, today's gospel, you see a couple of fishermen fishing with their nets. You've got Peter, Andrew, James, John, sons of Zebedee, fishing. And it's all beautiful, right? Beautiful day. But I'm about to reenact what is about to happen, and it's going to make you uncomfortable for a second or two. But here it goes. You heard what happened. They're fishing, and everything's going according to plan, and then all of a sudden, these are the words that are spoken, and this is about how it's described to have happened in the scriptures, at least for today. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Hey, you! Follow me. All right. Sounds good. See you later. Oh, that wasn't awkward for you, was it? You didn't think I was coming back or something? A little disruptive, maybe? I mean, what if I didn't come back? What were you going to do? And go to coffee? Call her a day. Pastor's gone. Everybody can go home. He's not noticing. Well, I hate to break it to you. There's two of us, so we'd go on. But it was disruptive, right? Maybe. Maybe at that point, think about that. Here are these four guys fishing away. Jesus says, follow me. Psh, there they go. They disappear. Is that irresponsible? Maybe. They're leaving their dad, their family business, their job. I don't know. Would it be irresponsible if I just disappeared and never came back? Would it be irresponsible for you to get up from your jobs, disappear, and never come back if somebody called you? What about family, friends, the relationships? You know, it's hard. There are certain things that it's hard to change. There are certain things that times when Jesus calls, and it is very disruptive. things change. Relationships, congregations, ourselves, maybe even who we used to be is disrupted and changed. We might leave so many things behind. But Jesus calls. Jesus calls often. And oftentimes, we're the fish that look at every single lure in the sea. We don't know which one should we go to. Is that the one? Is this the way? You might bite on the wrong one and get reeled in for a second. There are plenty of fish there. Sometimes you sit there fishing and nothing bites. Other times, it bites like crazy. But there's lots of things around us. Is this the way? Am I following the right person? Was that really God calling me? I don't know. And as a result, sometimes that disruption, sometimes that, there are things that separate us. Kind of put up a wall instantly. And instead of going immediately, as the scriptures say, we sit there and think, We kind of hem and haw, we don't know what's going on, instead of the immediacy of it. But it's still disruptive. Sometimes we lose the immediacy, the disruption that God does bring into our lives, and it can make us uncomfortable. But here's the thing. God's done waiting. God's waited long enough. God's tried many different things. Not too long ago, John was the one shouting out in the wilderness, "The kingdom of heaven's come near, get ready." Then there was the baptism. Well, look, here he is. Now John's gone, and Jesus is there saying, "The kingdom of heaven has come near. It's here. I'm here." And sometimes, I don't know if you fish like this and you get annoyed, you start scooping when you see those fish. You start scooping. And there's Jesus. God was done waiting. Sent his only son, comes in, and he starts scooping. Sometimes we go the wrong way, we might be scooped and brought in by Jesus. It's different. It's definitely disruptive to be just scooped up, but God scoops us up. And Jesus breaks in, breaks through the lures, the many different things around us, and calls us to follow immediately, even if we drag our toes. And we might not follow immediately, but Jesus comes to us immediately. And you know what? That's a good disruption. That's one of those disruptions I can get behind. It's one of those disruptions I think we can all get behind. And you know what? It's a pretty cool disruption. So when that lure is thrown into the sea, perhaps instead of it being something shiny, maybe it's a cross calling us in. God's calling us in, reeling us in, ready to disrupt our lives. And that's no fish tale. It's not foolishness. It's the power of God. Pretty cool stuff. And guess what? It's immediately. So thanks be to God, the one who comes, who is disrupted, and immediately is there for us and calls us. Child of God, you are mine. Thanks be to God. Amen.